Do you think Eli will like it?
I'm a little concerned. It's a bit small. Or did Eli cast a little itty-bitty actors?
Dad!
Your attention to detail astounds me, Princess. You put your soul into this. I'm proud.
Coming from the guy who stored his car keys in the crisper. You want a treat?
Imogen, not human food for Volta.
But why? He likes it.
Right, animal friend.
What's this suspended here?
It's the heart. Uniting the houses.
Imagine it all lit up. A symbol of Romeo and Jules' everlasting love. Even when their story ends, their hearts will shine forever. Over here we'll go the staircase, stage right, the balcony, and downstage center, the open tomb, where they, you know.
I'm blown away. But how are we supposed to build this in time? It's an insane amount of work.
And I'm insane about working hard. I can do it. You just have to let me.
How much is it going to cost?
Using recycled materials and scraps. About five...
Imogen.
$500.
Wow. Look, I want this set, but with rights, costumes, lights, scale it back, unless you can find some big shot who can sponsor us.
There is someone.
Oh, no, I'm sure you sound great in your own head.
Okay, yeah, I know. I'm tone deaf. Maya's told me once or twice.
Here, Katie, I want to show you something.
I did that. I planted a seed in the ground, and now it's alive.
Yeah, it's a pretty cute little dianthus, huh?
You know, I never thought I would get so much satisfaction from taking care of something and watching it grow.
Well, beats wiping down computers.
No, yeah. Seriously. It was in such a weird place at the beginning of this year. And this garden has really helped me. I mean, I feel relaxed, independent, free of expectations. So thank you.
You're the one that inspired this whole thing, so thank yourself.
Yes.
Okay, here's the plan.
Go in, get the money, get out.
Stop blinking.
Your finger's in my eye.
Well, can't you just wear your glasses? Why the torture?
Dad wears glasses. Natalie left Dad. And if I wear my glasses, she'll think of him and not give me the money I need to make my dreams come true.
Okay, and I thought my mother-daughter relationship was complicated.
Natalie's evil. She left when I was 8. And all she cared about was cutting into people's backs.
She's a backstabber?
Spinal surgeon with a perfect new family. I see her once a month, only when I can't find an excuse to get out of it. I hate it there.
So are you sure you want to do this?
Fionns, you know how much I loved to build that mini house last year. This is my chance to build something full scale, from the ground up.
Well, in that case, go get that money from your evil mom. You deserve it.
Green fact of the day. Disposable coffee cups are recyclable. Now you know.
Just in time.
These are perfect. Most girls coming to a new school focus on getting a boyfriend. You've raised money for hurricane relief. I really admire you, Becky.
Excuse me, is this where I get tickets for Romeo and Jules' musical experience?
Yep, right here. Excuse me, boys, can you conduct your business elsewhere?
I booked the foyer table for the week, so if you don't mind...
Oh, okay. I see what's going on here. You think because I'm the new girl, you get to push me around. No way. Early bird gets the worm, so if you don't mind...
Actually, Adam's not lying. You have to sign the table up with the office. I should have told you.
No, it's okay. I don't blame you, Jenna. It's just that musical.
Right over there. Okay. This is a nice surprise.
Sorry, I haven't been returning your calls lately. School's been cray-cray.
Are you wearing your contacts? You look great.
Of course, that's what you think.
I've got an hour for lunch. How's the vending machine sound?
Actually, I can't.
You came for lunch, didn't you? I want to hear how you're doing, how your father's doing.
I can stay for a quick nibble, I suppose.
Chicken salad or tuna? You know what? I'll just get one of each.
Super.
What's up?
Everywhere I go, it's musical this, musical that. There's something wrong with this school.
Here we go again.
People are in need, Luke. And instead of helping, they're putting on a musical.
Oh, no, not a musical.
The blasphemous musical that normalizes alternative lifestyles, remember?
Just ignore it.
I can't. It's wrong.
Bex, are you forgetting about your super annoying superpower? You're loud. Just make them listen.
You get that from your dad.
I get a lot of things from him.
You should try eating the crust. Believe it or not, it's my favorite part.
I'm okay.
How has your dad been?
Great.
Anything unusual?
Same old.
Is he remembering to make you breakfast?
I'm 17. I make my own breakfast.
Right. If you need a housekeeper...
Dad's taken care of me all my life. I don't know why you care all of a sudden.
I know it's hard for you to believe, but I do care. And if there's ever anything, you can call me.
I'm building the sets for the school musical. Thing is, there's zero budget, so they can't use any of my designs.
How much do you need?
$500.
One condition. You come over for dinner tomorrow night. There's something important we need to talk about.
I'd love to stay and chat a little bit longer, Natalie, but I have to get back to school.
Right. Imogen. The next time you come to visit, it would be nice if it wasn't because you needed money.
You're in love with Jake?
Yeah, louder, please.
This is perfect. Jake's friends with Mo. Double date sees.
No, Mare, I'm not happy about this. He hasn't made a move. He doesn't even like me. I'm just his landscaping buddy.
You don't know that.
Trust me. And even if he did like me, best case scenario, we date, we fall in love, he cheats, we break up, and we hate each other forever. A perfectly good friendship completely ruined.
Glass half empty much?
I trust you have all meticulously read Chapter 7. Partner up for your projects, young physicists.
Since I'm working with Mo, partner up with Jake. See where it goes.
No, I know where it's gonna go, and I don't want to go there, which is why I'm gonna pair up with someone I could never fall for.
The girl with the dragon tattoo. To what do I owe this pleasure?
Well, I was gonna suggest we work together. Are you gonna be an ass about it?
Are you gonna sabotage me like you did in the pep rally?
No, I'll be good. Promise.
Okay, on three. One, two, three. So yeah. Great. Okay. Everyone take 10. We'll finish the Capulet house. Sure.
très impressionnant.
So, you defeated the evil queen and got your materials, I see.
At a cost. She wants to eat dinner with me tonight. I'd rather die a thousand deaths.
Oh, quel drame.
There's a crazy guy outside.
Wearing a robe. Lasher on the loose.
An ex-boyfriend from your hetero days prepared for?
Funny.
I've got to see this.
What's wrong?
Have you met my dad?
It's weird.
See, this is why I don't invite you over to my house, because I knew you'd get all judgy. I mean, I know it's weird, but it's not weird for my dad.
So he's worn a robe in public to visit you at school before?
No, but sometimes we go for brunch in our robes, and he always walks bold in his pajamas.
Like sweatpants and Uggs, or he forgets to get dressed?
Okay, I'll admit it, he has been forgetful lately. Walking into rooms and forgets why he's there, keys in the fridge on the regular. But who doesn't that happen to, right? And he's been really, really busy with this new course. I think it's time for you to see S. Marinos in action to fully understand. Come over tonight.
I'll make it a quesadillas.
And what about dinner with your mom?
It's not like she hasn't let me down before.
How could I resist quesadillas?
Arriba!
Junior physicist, your money for our amusement park outing is now overdue. No cash, no trade. Tickets for Romeo and Jules, a musical experience, are now on sale in the foyer.
I knew I'd regret this. Aren't we supposed to be working on our assignment?
Welcome to Physics with Dallas.
A mini putt?
Newton's second law, golf style. Homework is way better when it's about sports. Not that you play anything.
Excuse me? You're actually looking at a national soccer team hopeful. Well, that is before I tore my ACL.
Yeah, my hockey door's closing too.
Injury?
That'd be way easier on the ego. I'm just not NHL material.
Well, you never know. You could still get drafted.
Yeah, but I know what I'm up against. And I've dealt with it. That's why I've taken up golf. Laugh it up, dragon tattoo. But it actually requires skill and it's high pressure. That's how I thrive.
You sound like last year, Katie.
So what's this year, Katie, about? Hooking up with that garden boy?
His name is Jake, and no, we're not hooking up. I'm on a relationship hiatus since Drew.
You know, he moved out of the house.
Yeah, to Fiona's loft, I heard. That's a sitcom waiting to happen.
I think it already is. Why don't you hit some balls with me after school?
Let's just focus on our assignment, okay?
Look into a child's eyes, he's hungry. Look into a child's eyes.
Thank you so much. Every bit helps.
Romeo and Jules tickets over here.
$10 for a play ticket could provide a meal for a family of five instead. Think about it.
Oh, that was very generous of you.
That's me, Mr. Generosity. Would you mind toning it down?
In this economic downturn, there's only so much money to go around. And Eli deserves none of it. He's finally getting what he deserves.
Don't you mean you're happy to be raising money for your cause? You're using charity for revenge.
What if I am?
Well, that's low, Becky Baker. I didn't think you were a hypocrite.
Is your boyfriend approaching?
Ladies?
Hi, Jake.
The two tickets to the garden show, thought we could pick up some sustainable fertilizer.
I'd like to, but I have homework.
Next time. Marisol's making faces behind me, isn't she?
Yeah.
Hi.
What's wrong? He asked you out.
No, he asked me to go buy manure.
That sounded like a date to me.
Besides, I'm golfing with Dallas.
Okay, hold up. You're giving Mike Dallas a shot, but not Jake.
I'm not giving anyone any shots. After I lost soccer, Drew, and student council, I was flailing, so.
But the garden helped you?
Yeah, for a while, but now that's complicated because Jake only wants to buy feces with me, so I need something new.
But golf? Really?
Well, it's better than crap.
Sorry I'm late. Our grocer has a vendetta against fermented butterfat.
He means they're out of sour cream.
And how are my green peppers coming along?
Are these chopped finely enough? I'll do another pass. Sorry, cooking wasn't really a Coyne family activity.
My dad likes them impossibly small. Why don't you just create some cheddar?
Burlington Cup.
We've got issues, Burlington Comets.
Amazing. As kids, Declan and I weren't allowed to sing commercials. Why not? Something stupid. My mom saw it as lowbrow and silly.
I'm afraid your mother has a point there.
Hey, do I have something on my face?
Imogen, not playing with food.
Don't worry, bolt to the canine vacuum will get it. I should get myself one of those. Then again, I have Drew. Hey, Dad, where is Volta?
I put him out in the yard.
All day? I'll get him.
Take him for a quick walk while you're out there.
Let's go, Fiones. Volta! I take back what I said about your dad. He's awesome. Kind of makes me miss my mom. Stupid house arrest. Too bad he loses dogs, though. Hey, it happens. I set a cat free on purpose once. Go grab the keys from my dad. We'll take a drive around the neighborhood to find him. Where are you, animal friend? What are you doing? What's wrong?
Oh, wow. Okay. Putting green and a driving net at your disposal. Well, you really are into this. Okay. My turn.
Okay. Try and hold it like you're holding a bird. Firm enough so that it won't fly away, but gentle enough so that you don't hurt it. Try and focus on the back of the ball. Here.
I got this.
Oh, wait!
And my knee doesn't even hurt it. There is just something about focusing all my energy on hitting that ball so hard. You know, we should totally start the first ever Degrassi golf team.
I like it, I like it. You know, since you're a sporto, why don't you come to my game tomorrow? I've got two extra tickets and I don't want them to go to waste.
I like watching sports.
You really are the whole package.
Just, dropping off some stuff from the garden show. Thought you had homework.
Oh, well, this is homework.
Physics.
Oh. Okay.
Sure he's not your boyfriend?
Positive. We just built this garden together, so. Let's hit some more balls.
Princess, I...
Bolta liked to lie in the driveway and watch the neighbors walk by. But Dad was rushing. Anybody could have hit him if they weren't paying attention.
It's not that he hit him. It's that he didn't remember.
But maybe he didn't realize that
he wasn't a small dog. Your dad should see a doctor. Maybe you should talk to your mom.
So she can force me to move in with her and leave him alone? No, thank you.
What happened?
What are you doing here?
I got your message about postponing dinner and I got worried.
Something to worry about? I'm fine, everything's fine.
Then why'd you cancel? You make a commitment, you need to respect it.
You're one to lecture me about respecting commitments?
If your friend wouldn't mind giving us a little space, we need to talk.
Fiona's not my friend, she's my girlfriend. And she's not going anywhere.
I didn't know you had a girlfriend. Or that you are a lesbian.
Well, Natalie, there's a lot of things you don't know about me, and I'd like to keep it that way.
It's nice to meet you.